But right here, it's time to step into the audio depot. And, you know, things build up. As a wise man once said, it builds up, dude. And we just find audio on the internet and Twitter. And a lot of it is sports adjacent. And we found something by an old friend. Corby's old buddy, Mike Francesa.
Yes. We've played a ton of Francesa audio on this station, and it's never something that's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a really good point.
That's a good point. I'm glad he said that. That's why we're going to do this.
I mean, so much so that you and I at one point had Bob on to kind of explain to us why he was a big deal.
That's right. I'm serious. I forgot about that. Yeah. He's a big deal, and I guess at one time maybe he had it all together, but I was kind of surprised to learn that he still has a show or a podcast or something. Like, I haven't heard much from him in the past few years.
Yeah, Mad Dog is making a lot of waves because he's now on the Four Letter Network. He's also on MLB Network every day, and he's got his own radio network on Sirius?
Sports,
I don't know.
Something.
It is crazy, though. You go to other markets, and maybe we're so spoiled being from Dallas that we only know the ticket.
Yeah.
And you go elsewhere, and it's like, oh, this is what they do every day for
they
like
just yell.
4 or 5 hours.
And there's more on that in this segment. But let's start with Francesa. This is after the unfortunate passing of Tim Wakefield this weekend. This isn't anything to do with Curt Schilling, where he put his foot in his mouth last week. Again, no surprise, but he mentioned that he had a brain tumor or
brain cancer yeah.
And few days later, Tim Wakefield passes. Well,
and nobody knew about this.
No. Like, his family wanted to keep it private.
So that prompts the Wakefield family to get out in front of him and go, okay, please respect our privacy during this tough time. And yeah.
Well, Mike Francesa gives a 15-second eulogy to Tim Wakefield. So let's hear all the nice things that Mike Francesa has to say about the late, great Tim Wakefield.
Wakefield, I didn't know, but you hear nice things about him. Solid pitcher, journeyman pitcher, not a great pitcher, but a solid pitcher. Had some good days.
And that was it. Wasn't good. He was around. Don't know him. And he's dead.
He was a key figure during the, aughts, Red Sox, Yankees, epic postseason,
and
October
he was very
clashes.
Well known because he was a knuckleballer.
Yes, he gave up the home run to Aaron Boone in the ALCS that year.
Kind of a journeyman. Wasn't that good.
He pitched with the Pirates? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I just love his, like, could not care less tone. Can you play that one more time,
yeah,
please?
Wakefield, I didn't know, but you hear nice things about him. Solid pitcher, journeyman pitcher, not a great pitcher, but a solid pitcher. Had some good days.
It kind of has like a Trump tone to it.
I just picture him sitting around with, you know, Polly Walnuts and
hey,
big Silvio outside of Satriali's. And they
did some things.
Tim Wakefield passed away.
Yeah.
Decent pitcher.
Don't know him.
I mean, most people on air would be like, yeah, I mean, I didn't know him personally. You know, big part of the Red Sox run. Sucks he passed.
Or you'd have like a secondhand anecdote when he said, yeah, you heard some good things about him. Okay, what? Just some things. People liked him, I guess.
And the hard line will treat him with more reverence for trifecta talk than what we
did.
Heard
he did he make it in?
He wasn't nominated this week.
Okay.
Big Fredo was.
He was. He's in.
That's right.
Ham. Ham said no.
No, I said yes.
Way to go, Ham.
You felt pressure from everybody because you were going to say no.
Ham is not your friend, as Fredo would
say.
That's
right.
But some more New York audio. And we played a clip in the open this week with EA yelling at P1s or something about...
Was it Michael Jordan?
Yes.
The stupid fans, the ones that are down here. Listen,
there's a reason why we're up here and y'all are listening sometimes, man. It gets me upset.
That's a piece of it. And hearing this made me think about that, but this clip of Don LaGreca, who was on The Fan up in New York. This is like this times 1,000. So this has to do with Evan Neal, who is the 7th overall pick by the Giants last year, and he's been a complete bust. He's played right tackle. He was, you know, the top offensive lineman out of Alabama a couple years ago,
and the
he's
Giants
been
suck.
They suck. He's really bad. And after the Monday night loss this week,
11 sacks they allowed, I believe.
Yes. At one point, he blocked his own man. Like he blocked Darren Waller at one point. And after the games, he had some negative things to say about New York Giant fans. And in New York, that's the one thing you don't do, because everybody will go after you if you insult New Yorkers. So that has Don LaGreca really upset.
Right tackle Evan Neal looked up towards the stands, raised his arms, and gestured sarcastically. He said he did not flip off fans, but he did yell a clear message to them. They are booing us, so I said, boo louder, Neal told NJ Advance Media on Wednesday. Why would a lion concern himself with the opinion of a sheep, he added. The person that's commenting on my performance, what does he do? Flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere? Are you kidding me? I'd cut his ass. I would. How dare you? These people pay your salary. They pay an obnoxious amount of money to park, an obnoxious amount of money for PSLs to sit there and watch this pap, and you call them hamburger flippers? What, you're so much better? I'd rather have a guy that's flipping hamburgers blocked than your piece of garbage ass. Who the hell are you to talk to fans like that? You piece of garbage. I hate when players do that. You're not above us. What, because you happen to play a sport? You're better than me? You're better than the people that pay your salary? These Giant fans were here before you, and they'll be here after your sorry ass is cut. What a piece of human trash. And I don't want to hear some apology. I don't want to hear, oh, I was taken out of context. I didn't mean, I don't want to hear, done. I would cut his fat ass. You see him in the Mall of Willowbrook, boo his ass. If you see him on the DMV, boo him. Don't stop booing him. If he goes to the Pro Bowl, boo him. If he wins a Super Bowl, boo his sorry ass. Screw that guy. We're not nobody. Flipping, but how are you taught? How do you condescend to people that pay to watch you play? Poorly, I might add.
That works. That's up heat. There. But that works up there. That's what they want.
And honestly,
I guarantee you, he probably...
He's not wrong.
But he probably scripted some of that out.
Oh, yeah. Like, he knew what he was getting into.
Something like that every 2 months. Yeah. He goes viral for yelling, screaming. I mean, the thing I played in the open.
Michael
I mean,
K. Yeah.
Stupid
well,
fans.
He does, yeah, he's part of Michael K's
show. Call them out. Stupid fans.
And on another show up there on WFAN, this guy's Sean Morash, I believe his name is. He does a show with Tiki Barber.
Yes. I know who you're talking about.
He wasn't as animated, but this is getting every single Giants fan upset.
Evan Neal has had a whole lot to say today.
Oh, that's not good.
Why would a lion concern himself with the opinion of a sheep? Quote, the person that's commenting on my performance, what do they do? Flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere?
That's unnecessary.
It's stupid. F this guy. Okay? Frankly, your play through 2 years of your career now sucks and is unacceptable, and that we can't see that because we might be flipping hot dogs or hamburgers, but we don't have two freaking eyes? Spare me. Evan Neal, your play has been trash. I don't care if any of us haven't stepped foot on a football field, and we can't afford for you to be trash, so zip your mouth and learn how to block. And by the way, what's wrong with flipping hot dogs and hamburgers?
Well, that's the other thing, yeah.
I mean, it's a jerk thing to say, and I'm not even trying to make a joke. To take a shot at people trying to bust their ass working in the food industry like they're nobodies you can step on, honestly, get lost, Evan Neal. You're a loser, man.
If you're going to do a metaphor, it has to make sense.
Please put a poll out, Evan.
Right?
No, and so, the Giants' season's crumbling, and you guys are acting like we're at the lookout at game four. Who gets the rats in?
What's happening?
You're 1-3, and you're breaking down the serendipity.
The rooster.
I can't take you two anymore.
And there's video of him, and he's shaking his mic as he's yelling. Okay. Just imagine doing that every single second.
Well, radio is
three times an hour.
And I know, and I was his producer, Norm would launch sometimes. Is it because he's from Western New York? Is that like in his DNA? If you're from New York, you have to explode and rant sometimes.
But it wasn't as often as these guys. And for Norm, it was something he was very passionate about. And in this circumstance, I think they have the right to be upset about a dude that was drafted with a high first round pick playing like crap for two seasons and then insulting New Yorkers. Like,
I mean,
that would get a lot of people's skin up there.
I know that we say we don't do things like that down here, but man, fan abuse, the rant of Texas OU start time.
Yeah.
That was very much in the same vein as this.
It was. That was a little, I'd say that's more petty.
It's Norm.
But is it the accent that makes it, I don't know, makes it just stand out a little different. We've had some fiery HSOs up here before.
Some yelling back and forth and some fights. Yeah, it happens. It's just not as... And I don't know. I only listen to New York radio with when something goes viral like this, and it feels like Justin said, it's once a month with these guys, and or it's Mike Francesa falling asleep, so it's one of the two.
Also, I wonder, are they performing for the cameras? Because a lot of these shows we're talking about here, they have the video stream, and they're basically doing like a television slash radio show. And I wonder if we had that up here, would we be...
We'd be picking our nose and
to, I don't know, go off and try to go viral. I hope not.
No, it's, I don't know. I felt like those clips felt, maybe the first one more so, felt more organic than most of their fights. But no, I don't think, I can't see us doing that if Terrence Steele gets upset and gives a Cowboys fan the finger. Like, we're just going to probably just laugh at it. Like, yeah, we're not, probably. we're going to be cynical about it and laugh. We're not going to be upset at somebody for making fun of people from Texas.
The
like,
best we would
care.
Get was Norm and the callers.
Yes.
Which no one else again would really get into it with a caller unless, you know, George calls somebody cheap or something. But Norm definitely embodied New York radio doing that.
Absolutely. He was an old school pioneer of the craft.
He was, and we miss him. All right, it's 2:52. Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.
Man, it gets me upset.
Okay, EA. Season.